Well, it is a very good morning to you from the sports team, and we start off with some tennis this morning. Drama on day four at the French Open. Casper Ruud has criticized the ATP's ranking system by describing it as like a rat race, which forces players to compete with injuries. Now, Ruud, a two-time runner-up at the French Open, suffered a second-round exit, losing 2-6, 6-4, 6-1, 6-love to Portugal's Nuno Borges. Top seed Arina Sabalenka continued her strong start with a confident win against Jill Teichmann to reach the third round. Defending champion Carlos Alcaraz secured his place in the third round with a 6-1, 4-6, 6-1, 6-2 win over Fabian Marozan. Emma Raducanu, she is out. She was convincingly beaten in straight sets by defending champion Iga Swiatek in the second round. Speaking to Sky Sports News after the match, Raducanu says, "Iga, just a different class.
Certain moments you overhit because, yeah, you just feel constant pressure, and I definitely think like I can improve certain areas of my game to maybe make me feel like I have less holes, and yeah, I'm just gonna try my best to work on that."
Yeah, I think she just met a player who's in great form, and yeah, she was never gonna win that one or have any chance of getting through to the third round. So yeah, the big seeds are still alive: Swiatek, Carlos Alcaraz, and of course the defending champion Iga Swiatek. Football: Chelsea have become the first club to lift all four of the current European trophies after winning the UEFA's Conference League. They produced a second half comeback to beat Real Betis 4-1. Striker Noni Madueke says they've always believed they'll be successful despite trailing at half time.
"Started off a little slow. Kind of been a story of a few of our first halves this season. But I think the way we came out, there was only going to be one winner in my eyes. I think we turned it up. And super proud of the boys and what we've achieved this season in general and in this competition."
Yeah, and then some football transfer news for you. Real Sociedad midfielder Martin Zubimendi is said to have a medical before completing a switch to the Arsenal. Zubimendi has a reported £51 million release clause, with all payment structures between Sociedad and Arsenal already agreed. If they do get it over the line, it's a really good signing for the Gunners. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Sky Shabalala.